As we continue in worship this morning, we turn to the scriptures. This morning, we're looking at 1 Peter 4, 8 through 11. If I turn my bookmark, it should end up there. It says, above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold of grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to be in this place as a community of God, to celebrate baptism, to celebrate new life and that we find in you as we belong to the family of God, the community of faith. So God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So last week, we talked about our call as Christians to love boldly. Love boldly was in the new vision statement, was the first kind of pillar, foundation of our faith as we live that out in Christ. And so this week is the next part of the vision statement as we live out our call as disciples, and it's to serve joyfully. Love boldly, serve joyfully. The United Methodist Discipleship website says it better than I could come up with today. It says, when people feel overwhelmingly busy or rushed or lack trust in institutions, service may feel like an obligation, another box to check, another weight to carry. The church's call to serve joyfully is not about adding more to an overstuffed schedule, but it's about helping people rediscover service as a way of being, an overflow of a life deeply rooted in God's abundance, humility, and joy. To serve joyfully is to live with the freedom that comes from knowing our worth is not in our performance, but in our belonging to God. Joyful service is a resistance to despair, a response to suffering, and a rhythm of connection in a world that is both weary and longing for hope. In the scripture from 1 Peter, we read about the importance of taking our love to the next level, the loving boldly to the next level and utilizing our gifts in service to others. When the Apostle Paul wrote these words, he was addressing early Christians facing persecution. He talked about it in chapter 3. He says, yes, even when we're trying to do good, we might suffer. But do not worry or be afraid, for it is better to suffer for doing good than it is to suffer for doing wrong. Peter was encouraging the people to live righteous, loving lives despite their circumstances, so that as they reflect on these words, they might be inspired to continue living out their faith and keep loving one another earnestly in a society that often opposed them for following the example of Jesus, who also suffered. The scripture says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Hospitality in Peter's time was crucial for the survival of the Christian community, often providing a safe haven for believers. And so I was like, looking up, I was like, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. The antonym of grumbling is cheerful, happy, joyful. Hospitality remains a vital ministry. It remains a vital part of what we do because when we do it right, hospitality is invitational, welcoming, and loving. It builds the body. It extends the table. You know, it's always a good feeling. I think so. Maybe I'm an extrovert, but I always think it's a good feeling when we have to bring chairs in and move tables around and extend them out. It's a good feeling when we are able to extend the space. When we do that cheerfully and joyfully, of course, with a heart of love and not a sense of obligation or grumbling, it wouldn't be hospitable if we had to pull out more chairs or tables and people said, oh man, we have to pull out more chairs and tables? That wouldn't be good. You know, as a church, when they put out this new vision statement, it recognizes that many of us feel tired and worn out. Given the journey our denomination was through, we see division and conflict and fear and violence permeating society, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. We've been through pandemics, community division, yet in the midst of it, we have this vision to serve joyfully, not out of pressure, but out of possibility of a world where all are cared for, all are invited, and all are loved, where all have enough and know they are enough because each person has been created by God. That's the vision that we have as a church. And 1 Peter captures this essence of both love and service, that when we're called to love one another deeply, we're not just talking about a surface level affection or casual kindness, but an active caring for others, showing empathy, making a genuine effort to understand and support in good times and in bad, to see humanity in others, and to treat one another with respect and compassion. Joyful service doesn't mean pretending everything is fine, but it means trusting that the Spirit is still at work, even in the small, the slow, the seemingly insignificant, planting seeds where we may never see grown, showing up with food, with listening ears, with hands ready to work. It's not because it's glorious or glamorous, but because it's the way of Jesus. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 42 through 45, Jesus teaches his disciples that true greatness comes from one's willingness to serve selflessly rather than seeking power and authority over them. Jesus' teachings serve as a profound reminder to lead with humility and love in a world that often values power and success. Cultivating a spirit of empathy and service that can impact and inspire those around us. Jesus served even in the midst of suffering, and he served with joy. And the joy was in the connection, in the freedom, and in the love poured out and received. He teaches us that service is not merely an act of doing, but it's about being fully present with one another, being in community and relationship with one another. That's where the joy is found. It's not always about solving the problem, but it's about being there in and through the problem, with one another again and again, pouring our whole heart in, even when we're tired, and trusting that God will multiply that offering. Friends, all of us have unique gifts to share. Skills, talents, resources that can be used to make a positive impact in the lives of those around us. We can all use our spiritual gifts and service by loving one another deeply, by offering hospitality without grumbling, by faithfully using the gifts God has given us to serve others. We show up, not with all the answers, but in love, in generosity, in eagerness, recognizing they come from God. Serve joyfully. when we're committing ourselves to selflessly using our gifts to uplift, support, and empower others, we are called to an action and an active work towards the well-being and growth. And so here in 1 Peter, his call to love, be hospitable, and serve is profoundly countercultural in a world that's often marked with division and self-interest. It's a reminder that we as the body of Christ should manifest one another and reflect Christ above all else. We are called to a life of deep love, hospitality, and selfless service. These actions strengthen our faith communities, but also transform the world. Bless you. And so, how might you in your own life embody selfless service, practical hospitality, and deep love? How might these principles make a difference within your life and in the community that we live in and serve? For when our actions align with God's will, and we serve one another joyfully with love and grace that he has shown us, we bear the transformative power that we read about in the Gospels of God extending tables, welcoming the outcast, and loving the least, the last, and the lost, and doing it joyfully. May we share in this same witness as United Methodist, and more importantly, as disciples of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, we love you and we thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunity to be together in this place, for your love that you have poured out on each one of us who's been created in your image and called to be disciples who love boldly and serve joyfully. So, Lord, as we go about this week, continue to open our eyes and our hearts to how we might use the gifts that you have shared with us and given to us to transform the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.